Being a woman of God is more than just some hashtag. It's a whole lifestyle, period. Confessions of a Woman of God. Get into it. I confess, I didn't believe relying and following God would work. But I can surely admit when I'm wrong. Flow for this. Dressed in class, I am to stand fast. Praising, praying, and worshiping my Lord and Savior keeps me in His heavenly favor. God's leading lady, that's who I am. Related to the great I am that I am. Proclaiming the standards that was taught. Knowing that I am a valuable merchandise that He bought. My cost was worth it. Living a godly life is of such elegance. I step into every room and shine, confident, resting in my Father's hands, focus on my grind. God's leading lady, that's who I am. Pulling up in luxury coupes, stepping in designer heels, not missing the winning shoot. You may catch me sipping on a non-alcoholic mojito or a glass of Pellegrino, sparkling water. Cashing and writing big checks too. Of course, I live in abundance. I'm His daughter. My social media feeds stay flooded with positivity. Comments from others telling me how they too obtained the victory. A blessed inner circle of successful God-fearing friends. A blessed inner circle of successful God-fearing friends. I said a blessed inner circle of successful God-fearing friends. We are the head and not the tail. So it's no need to borrow, we lend. My faith is strong, so you know it's game on. God's leading lady, that's who I am. Never ashamed of my past, because it was needed to assist in breaking others up too. That's my task. Showing, not just telling them how it can be done. God's leading lady, thanks be to God. I'm proud to show them how I won. The Small Business Expo is every year, and the only difference in me being an attendee is that this year, God has totally leveled me up from who I was in attendance to last year. I wasn't concerned about taking a super dope pic to post up on the gram. No, not this time. This time, I needed more. I required more to happen than just photo ops and promo gadgets. This time, I was expecting a mighty move, and most importantly, I believed it to be so. Upon checking in, I received my name along with my company's name badge and assertively took the escalator to the expo's level. Before me, spread it out, was an arrangement of colorful profession stickers. Now, usually I would have gone for the social media, marketing, advertising, and PR sticker, which was purple. But something in my spirit nudged me otherwise, and my eyes became fixed on this particular alluring green sticker that read banking, insurance, real estate, finance, and investing. After quickly mentally scanning through each profession in accordance to my new added business training and credentials, I proudly placed the green profession sticker on the upper left collar of my suit's blazer. I must say the vibrancy of success, entrepreneurship, business ownership, and wealth lingered throughout the year. Things were certainly different from last year. Things stood out and called me in, allowing me to know what was valuable worth, that I needed to add to me, and what was not. I smiled, greeted, and engaged with others, selecting the appropriate promo gadgets and asset information. I stepped lively with an intense urge of being guided in a particular direction. I found myself seated front row and center at the constant contact presentation. Even though social media is a wave that's not going anywhere for promo, marketing, and everything else for one's business, we cannot completely cancel all the other existed noted successful resources. And so, obtaining new advice on getting new and repeat business via autopilot with email marketing, it was. After about 45 minutes, I attained the valuable knowledge needed and was now on the seek yet again. There was still something that I was supposed to receive that I had not as of yet. One would think it odd, but those who are in alignment with God's will and purpose on their lives, walking by faith and footsteps are ordered, know exactly what I'm talking about. You see, I wasn't operating in the world system, though I was in it. I most certainly wasn't of it. I now operated in the kingdom of God. It was such the honor and privilege to do so. And because of that, I knew it was something or someone I had yet to encounter. So, continuing, I seeked until I was drawn to stop by a particular bank's table. Without hesitation, I stepped up, smiled, and briefly scanned the many particulars. I was then approached by a well-grown man in an amazing custom tailored suit. "Good day, and how can we help you?" he asked. "Good day indeed. Thank you. I am interested in knowing the APR on your business credit cards," I replied, speaking with such confidence, for I knew I was in standing position to obtain the such. For my credit was right, rising, and in a royal playing field. Quickly, he gave me a look. A look that said, "This young lady is about business and informed." And indeed I was. And on that, he quickly got me the right person who could answer my question. Little did I know, that person was in fact the person I needed to meet. Bingo! Divine alignment, baby. And after a 20-minute focused conversation on everything from cryptocurrency to business lines of credit, the stock market, Fidelity Bank, New York Life Insurance, investing, banking, and all other related things, finance, and obtaining the right credentials to play the field, I was given two cards. One was his and the other a major player in Wall Street that I were to contact, given his name as reference, and financial backing for one of my companies, along with a major offer in consulting. Now look at God. Deuteronomy 8:18 is as such. "But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today." I sat on a newly bench in the Hudson Yards area, just staring at the greenery and mulling over what just took place in the conversation I had just had, along with what had been offered. I was in complete awe, and the word successful came to mind. So, what did it actually mean? Well, according to the dictionary, the word successful means 1, accomplishing an aim or purpose, victorious, and 2, having achieved popularity, profit, or distinction. Prosperous, affluent, wealthy, rich, well-to-do, doing well, at the top, flourishing, profitable, lucrative, gainful, fruitful, and bankable. Interesting. Prosperity, plenty, to be over and above, to abound, advance or gain in anything good or desirable. Deliverance, salvation, peace, more than enough successful progress in business or enterprise. Completeness, soundness, good fortune. See, prosperity isn't all about the money. It consists of so much more than that. It's a comprehensive all variety of good things for one's life, finances included. I paused, decided to retrieve the business card from my wallet, for I had never actually looked at the title or position of the gentleman who handed his card to me, letting me know there was no need to email him, for I had complete access to directly call or text him. Bankable? Indeed it was, for I had just conversed and been offered a deal via the vice president of said known bank. Multiple streams of income, reaping an abundant harvest. I'm standing on what God promised. Who knew following God can be such a classy thing to do? Never sleep on a woman with God and goals in her life. Confessions of a Woman of God. Your mornings, afternoons, and evenings just got interesting. We are honored to have such sponsors as Anchor and Tabitha Styles for Shares of Beauty. Leave a review, subscribe, and follow us at Confessions of a Woman of God on Instagram and Facebook. Streaming now on all your listening platforms.